Coach, you got very animated post-game when you were asked about Nico Marley and how he plays. Is it possible for him to make the 53-man roster, and is there a point where being 5'8 and weighing 200, the physics of the game just overcome him?
Well, I think he's already shut up a lot of naysayers as far as that's concerned, but, you know, there's still great competition at middle linebacker. You know, I'm not going to say he has no chance, but everybody on our team has a chance to make the team. That's why they're here, and that's why we're going to compete until the very end, until we have to make final cuts. So I think special teams will be huge for him. How he does on special teams will be big. And how the other guys do in front of him. You know, Zach Brown played well. Comp played well. Mason Foster had a heck of a game of the plays that he played. I thought Josh Harvey Clemens stepped in and made some big plays at linebacker. Vigil made some good plays. So there's a lot of guys at middle linebacker, and it's a great competition.
You seem to just have a knack for being in the right place at the right time.
Very instinctive, you know. For that size, you have to be. He's very instinctive. He hits holes, and, he can shed blocks. He plays with great leverage, obviously, which is a good thing. So good player. Very productive.
Coach, back here, Samaje Perine struggled on Thursday. What do you do to build his confidence back up after a rough first start with your team?
Yeah, he had a rough first start. You know, he had the little fumble that was kind of misexchanged a little bit, and then he dropped the pass, and it didn't quite hit the hole as violently as we'd like him to hit it. You know, on a couple times, he was kind of weaving his way through traffic a little bit, trying to get his reads right. I think just getting the ball more. You know, let him see some more runs, get him some of these outside zones, these powers, some duos and stuff of that, and see how he hits it. But, I'm not losing faith in Samaje. We have total confidence that he'll get right.
I know we have a week to go, but last year, preseason game two, you held out Kirk Cousins. Is that something that's under consideration for this week?
Week two I did?
Week two you did.
I did? No, that's not in consideration. No, Kirk will play.
Jay, back here again one more time. I know you talked about the defense. You were very pleased with them, specifically the defensive line and the guys that were able to see action Thursday night.
Yeah, I think that was really good. They played up through some of the third quarter, some of them, because we have such a strong rotation. You know, Ioannidis played extremely well. Ziggy Hood did his normal thing. Phil Taylor showed up. I thought Jonathan Allen had a big day for his first game. I liked the way he moved around. Lanier had a sack and, did some good things. Obviously, Terrell McClain showed up when he played, and Stacy McGee, I think he showed up and hustled and made some plays. So I was happy with all those guys in the rotation, and some other guys came in late and did some decent things. So that's going to be a great battle to watch also, and how we can utilize these guys in base and nickel will be the true determination on who makes the team and all that.
Jay, is there any – coaches never admit this, but is there any benefit to having been – to come up short of expectations on Thursday night just to kind of – get people's attention again and kind of fire things up again?
A little bit. There might be a benefit there, but really the expectations that what I had for the game is to really start our evaluation process. You know, I think schematically there's some things that as coaches we may not have prepared our team quite as well as we would have liked to against Baltimore. They had some really good blitz fronts that we weren't quite as prepared for as we normally would be on a Sunday. But for the most part, really, this is about evaluating our players and trying to get them in positions where they can show what they have so we can make the final determination on the 53. You know, it was the first step in the right direction. We saw a lot of good things. We saw some things we need to work on. Now it's about seeing how they improve and if they can develop some kind of consistency in what they're doing.
Will Fabian Moreau be able to go today?
Yeah, Fabian and Monte both are going today. Can't wait.
With Phil Taylor, because he missed the last couple of years, you guys had him for a workout last season, then you signed him early in the offseason. What did you see in him that you saw enough to say he's worth taking a chance on?
Well, I'll tell you, I was in Cincinnati for 3 years, and he was at Cleveland, and I know what a force he can be at nose. I mean, he was tough to deal with. He really was. And then we had him for workout. I didn't even know he was on the streets, and his knee looked better. He's was in good shape. He had a whole offseason, did some good things, and I think his body's finally back to where he feels really good. He's moving around. He's active. He's strong. So I like where he is right now. He's got to continue to maintain it.
Are you seeing the same guy that you played against in Cleveland?
I mean, looks very similar, yeah. He really does. But now, like I said, you know, he's got to play some more plays, and he's got to put day after day after day. And then we got the Green Bay, a very good team. And obviously Cincinnati week three will be a great test with the running game that they have with obviously Mixon, Geo, and Hill. So we'll see how he does.
Jay, you have a thought on where you want to go at kick and punt returner this year?
Crowder, a punt returner, I hope. You know, after that, you know, Fuller did some good things. Will had an unfortunate drop. We'll give up on him, but, you know, I think it's going to be important we find another guy. Chris Thompson can return kicks for us. Breland's done some of it. So we're still trying to fight through our final kick returner, and I think we'll obviously figure that out in the next couple weeks.
Coach, considering the injury issues and some of the depth issues and what might, how your roster might break down when you get to the 53, would you consider with Pryor on the roster carrying two quarterbacks and using him as an emergency quarterback?
I think on game day he'll have to be. You know, I think we only addressed three quarterbacks once since I've been here. So whether we keep three or two quarterbacks is irrelevant. On game day, Pryor will have to be the emergency quarterback.